What's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? Patrice!
What's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up?
What's up, campers? I hope you're all feeling pretty good this week. We feel great, as you could tell. And hopefully, if anything, that intro brought you back some nostalgia. But we are back for another new episode of Campfire Adventures, and I'm your host, Dylan. And today, for my live audience, I will be joined by none other than Patrice. He was really excited to do that part. And of course, the boys are here. But can I please just take a minute real quick to say thank you to all the listeners out there in podcast land. You are seriously killing it more than ever right now. It's super cool because I don't know if you know this, but we've been listened to officially with every single episode over 4,000 times.
Oh,
so that's freaking nice. Cool.
Cool.
I know. I feel like we should have a second birthday party.
How many times did you listen to them?
3,999 times. But I just want to say thank you to everybody who listens out there, because I appreciate you being a part of something that we're like working on and having fun with. And I hope that you enjoy each and every episode, because I enjoy each and every episode, even if they're just a quick one, or if it's one that I've actually like, you know, put a lot of time and stuff into. Like, every single episode is important to me. So thank you. And, you know, we've recently celebrated our second birthday in Vegas, which you know about. And if you're following the Instagram, you've seen pictures and videos and whatnot. And while we were there, we went to a little area called Area 15. And it's pretty cool because it's about aliens. It's an interactive, I wouldn't say like amusement park, but it's like a recreational area that has different like attractions that you can go to, different shops, bars, food.
It is so freaking cool. If you ever have the chance, go.
Exactly. And so we went there. We went to the Omega Mart, and that was super fun. But we need to go again and spend even more time there.
We need to do the actual, what is it? Like,
they do like a scavenger hunt and like clues to like try to stop, like
solve some mystery.
It's like, I don't want to say too much, but there's a mystery going on. So make sure that you do that. But anyway, so an assortment of different adventures that you can find there. And at one of the little shops, I bought something, which is pretty cool. It's this little alien head thing. And it's like a magic eight ball, basically. But you look into the alien's eyes and then you ask your question, shake it four times, and then it'll take you to the interportal dimensional thingy, which will give you your answer of whether you're going to do something or not. So for this week's episode, I decided that I would ask if we were going to do an international episode. And the alien told me, yes, I would be doing that. So actually today I was talking to my friend Rena, a friend of the podcast, you know her, and I was asking like, oh, you know, like the alien said that I should be doing an international story, so what should I talk about? And we were thinking of ideas, and she mentioned a story about a vampire that she knew from back when she lived in the Philippines, and that it still haunts her to this day. So ever since being a child till today, there's a story about a vampire in the Philippines that would, you know, just fit our catalog perfectly.
Perfectly.
What's up? So we're having a good time, and I'm ready to tell you today's story. And I guess with all that said, it's time for us to grab a drink. I am drinking out of one of the birthday mugs we got, which has Bigfoot carrying a fishing pole. And we are chilling in the room around the portable campfire, and we're ready to tell this week's story. So
we got our fishing poles.
Why? Cue the theme song, please. So I'd like to address the fact that I am going to pronounce things wrong. And as you already know, I can barely speak English, let alone try to say words in Tagalog. So, okay, maybe I know a few words that I could say in Tagalog that I know how to say pretty well. How do you say it? That's what I thought. So I do know a few words, but those are choice words that I probably shouldn't be sharing on the podcast.
I gotta hear these.
Should I do that? All right, so I'm talking about words like beep or let's see. One of my personal favorites right now is beep. Do you, what's that mean?
Beep.
Wait, hold on. Well, the word I was thinking of is the new one is beep, which means daughter or son of
beep. Well, yeah, I'm gonna have to start using that.
So those are the words that I know, and hopefully you guys can't unbeep things because that's gonna be terrible to hear. Anyway, so there's a vampire from the Philippines, and Rena was the person who was able to get us this idea. So shout out to Rena, thank you so much, appreciate you. And
I believe her name is short for Reginald.
Sure. Okay. Well, what the story is about and what we do know is that this vampire is a little bit different than the traditional Western tales that we know. But I feel like this one might be one of the coolest ones that we've ever talked about. Like, I know that we did the story about Felinian, and then we just did the episode about the Dare Do.
Oh, yeah.
But this one is just a little bit different. So it's known as the... excuse me, I've been practicing this word all day. But it is known as the Manananggal. And it has tormented the Philippines for as long as anyone could actually remember. So to survive, this cryptid is on the hunt for the blood and flesh of human victims. Without these two, it'll cease to exist. Well, good news for this vampire, the current population of the Philippines is over 113 million people. Mm. Which, yeah, right, is a surprise to me because I'm like, the Philippines is made up of, like, islands. And I honestly thought that if you lived on an island, the population was just smaller.
Yeah, you'd think so, but then again, look at Japan.
True. Good point. Anyway, that's just my naivete. So it's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. So neither here nor there. So anyway, so a hunger for human prey is what causes this creature to push forward. But not just any specific person will do. They're on the search for women. Women who are pregnant. And more specifically, they're after their unborn child. Mm. That's what they like. So now that we know what they want, what should we be looking for in order to avoid a run-in with one of these bloodsuckers? Well, usually these vampires appear in the form of a woman. During the day, they masquerade among the population as a normal human who is out and about just doing chores and staying busy. But I'm assuming that she's actually taking this time to scope out for her next victim. And then once the night comes and she has her prey in mind, the woman transforms into a vampiric beast, the one that we've dubbed the Manananggal.
I didn't have a vote in that name.
Okay, let's take a quick vote. All in favor for the Manananggal?
All in favor.
Hands.
All in favor for the Manananggal.
I'm sorry, Patrice is off of his meds today. So she transforms into a cryptid that we've dubbed the Manananggal, right? And it goes from this beautiful everyday woman to a more distorted beast of sorts. Like, her teeth turn into fangs. Her fingers turn into sharp claws. She has hair that used to be long and beautiful, but now it's, like, unkept and just, like, matted. Oh. She turns into a demon rather than being a human. Which, I mean, if you're a demon, then, I mean, maybe to another one she looks beautiful, but it'd be kind of creepy to see this Manananggal looking at you in the face. So she does all this, and then her hunger for blood is so powerful that she needs to go out and hunt. And if she did scope out her victim during the day, then she knows exactly where she wants to go. She wants to go find the house of the pregnant woman who is now hopefully asleep, because that is the easiest prey for her to get. Now, what she does during this whole process, because that whole demon transformation wouldn't just be scary enough, she actually does something crazy and separates her body. So she leaves her lower torso somewhere that she deems safe. And then she sprouts out giant bat-like wings and sets out into the sky. And so it's basically her stomach up and she's flying. And to make things even creepier, her intestines are hanging out while she's flying to go to this victim's house.
I love that part.
It's so freaking cool. And that's what I said when I was reading this whole thing. It was like, this vampire, it ain't your regular vampire. This is the Manananggal. And so she goes out and she finds the house of the pregnant woman that she's looking for, right? And you're wondering, well, how is she going to get in there? Usually what they do is they climb to the top of the roof. They land. And she has a tongue that is so long that it's able to pierce through the roof, go inside, and she uses that tongue alone to take blood from the pregnant woman, but also to eat the heart of the unborn child. Hmm. And as she does this, she's empowered for another night out to go hunting. Now you might be thinking, okay, we know what she looks like. We know what she wants. We'll just keep an eye on the pregnant woman, you know? But that's not always going to work because eventually as humans, we fall asleep. And this is her prime hour. She has until the sun comes up to get this done. And so even in recent times, people have told of a story of how women had seen a bat-like creature flying through their cities. And it was in different parts. Actually, it came up in two different articles where different people had different accounts of a bat-like creature flying through. And it haunted them, like, so much so that they told the news and they told the media and everybody knew about it. Like, this cryptid is so popular that they have movies based on it. Hmm. And so it was said that these two women who, you know, told the local media about it actually have to go to therapy to try to process this whole idea of, like, this cryptid's out there, we're in danger, and we don't know what we can do to help them. Well, I actually did some research, and there are some things that you can actually do to protect yourself and your home and the people inside of it from the Mananangal. So you can put, like, pitchers or, like, containers of rice. You can put containers of ash, and you can also put containers of salt outside of your home. And it's said that if the Mananangal lands on the roof and sees these items, they might go away. It might, like, be enough to ward them off. Now, I know what you're thinking. That sounds weird, right? Okay. You could say it, Patrice. It sounds weird.
You're weird.
No. Well, when we told the stories about vampires, I actually heard a story that if you put a sack of rice outside of your door, that vampires are so, like, meticulous in some sense that they have to count every single grain of rice before they can enter into the door. So it's crazy.
That's hilarious.
So it kind of makes sense that that storyline coincides here in that sense where you put something out there that'll deter them. Now, it's not always going to do it. And also, you're thinking, well, women are the prime target. Unborn children are the prime target. Well, that is true. That's the preferred meal. But this cryptid is also a vampire. So sucking the blood from a woman or, you know, from anybody would do just fine. And it doesn't need to masquerade as this vampiric-like creature. It also masquerades as a beautiful young woman to lure men. Because, hey, she can't just be too picky. 13 million people, the odds of her getting her victim every single time would be great if that was the case. But that doesn't always happen with the predator, as I know from watching the Discovery Channel. So when out looking for men, and like I said, she appears as a beautiful young woman. Now, she lures them to a private place, which, like, okay, I get it. You're out and about having a good time. You're like, well, this seems like it's a done deal here. Let's just, you know, whatever. But we've talked about La Llorona. We've talked about the Derridu. We've talked about all these cryptid who use beautiful women to, like, lure these men. And they're like, let's just do this thing real quick, right? Well, this one's after eating your heart, your liver, and your stomach. So when bodies come back that have these things missing, they're like, there could only have been one culprit, the Mananangal. So men are at risk too. Now you might be thinking, like, well, I mean, couldn't they hear her? Couldn't they see her? In some sense, like, we do have people who have seen a flying bat-like creature. There's also another tale to tell you that this cryptid is on its way and it's on the hunt. So it's said that this cryptid carries a bird with it called the tick-tick. I don't know if that's how you say that. I wish that I had Rena here to tell me that. But basically, this bird makes a noise, and it's like tick, 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 tick. And that's how it got its name. And it travels with the Mananangal while it's out in the night on its hunt. And it's supposed to look a little like a demonic-ish kind of bird. Like, looks like a normal, simple bird. But then I saw pictures of, like, the faces that they draw. I was like, okay, this isn't just your average bird. And it said that if you hear that tick, tick, tick noise and it sounds like it's far away, then that means that the Mananangal is closer than you could imagine. Hmm. It's to throw you off to think, like, okay, well, that sounds far away. I can run away and get to a safe place, get my rice, get my salt, get my ash, and be cool. Well, she's closer than you think, and you better figure out what you're going to do quick. So that's one tell that the cryptid's getting close. And you might be thinking, okay, well, with this salt, with this ash and everything, like, maybe, like, I could protect myself a little bit better. Well, if you're brave enough, there's a way that you can actually get rid of the Mananangal. If you can find the lower torso of this Mananagal's body, you can actually defeat this cryptid by putting salt, by putting vinegar, and by putting garlic, like, around the connecting part of where the torso is broken up from. And if you put that there, then when the Mananangal comes back from her hunt, she can't reattach her body to it. And like I said, you have until, like, sunrise for this Mananangal to do what it has to do. If it comes back, and if it's not able to reattach its body, and the sun comes out, then it destroys the cryptid. Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty crazy.
So the same idea with the vampires in this one, too, is, like, if there's sunlight involved, then it goes away. But if it's able to reconnect, then it's able to become that beautiful young lady again, masquerade, find the next victim, and it goes along its merry way. So this cryptid's pretty crazy. Some other ways that you can tell that this cryptid is on its way, it's said that black cats are able to tell and sense when this cryptid's around, and also crows. So they are your friends. Salt, we know that vinegar, we know that ash, and we know that rice are things that you can do to help prevent this cryptid from being able to come to your home. Now, it doesn't matter exactly who you are, but it does prefer to go after, like I said, pregnant women who are asleep because it's easier prey. Now, some people believe that this cryptid, like, it does have the tick-tick bird that follows it around, but the reason why it's driven so hard for, like, hunger is that there's actually, like, a black, like, little baby chick that lives inside of it, and it eats away at the insides of this cryptid. And so it has to continuously replenish that nourishment that it's losing in order to sustain its life. And speaking of that black chick, it is said that people can transform themselves into a Mananangal if they want. It's said that they have to say a special chant. They have to, like, put oil all over their bodies while they say this chant. And then they have to buy the egg of that black chick. And once this is all done, they're able to transform themselves into the Mananangal. Now, I don't know exactly how much of this story of this cryptid is true. It's pretty crazy to think that all this stuff is there. And now, like I said, we know that salt, we know that the garlic, we know that vinegar are things. There's also one more thing that you can use. And I don't know if this is just because this is an island type cryptid, you know, like where people have the sea to get resources from. But it said that if you have a whip made out of a stingray's tail, that's a deterrent for this cryptid to not come around either. Like, they, like, 100% avoid that. So this cryptid is the vampire of the Philippines. It's a pretty crazy one at that. But I think it fits so well in our catalog that I'm super happy that we had the opportunity to even think about it. Like, I literally talk to all of my friends, to everybody I meet about cryptids. And I'm always like, what do you guys think I should talk about? Like, do you guys have any ideas of, like, what kind of monster or urban legend or myth? And me and Rena have talked about this a bunch of times. But it's just crazy that all of a sudden today, this story came up and it was just so perfect. I was like, you've been holding out on me? And then she's like, I have this story you can say. I have this story you can say. I was like, all those times that I was sitting at home, like, I need an idea. I need a story. La, 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 la. So feel free to send in any ideas that you have for a story. Or if you have an urban legend that your grandma passed along or somebody passed along. If you picked up a book and you read it and you're like, wow, that's a crazy story. Let me know. We'll totally get into it. But this is the story of the Filipino vampire known as the Mananangal. And it was freaking crazy. It freaking detaches its body and goes out and hunts, has a tongue long enough to freaking take an unborn baby's heart. And then it can also just be a beautiful young lady and masquerade among men, eating their stomachs and livers and whatnot.
So the moral of the story is, do not trust women. Ever.
Patrice, get out of here.
All of them.
Someone needs therapy. Anyway, so that's the story. It's a vampire. It's out there. Be careful. Carry yourself a little bag of salt all around. And if you don't need it for the Mananangal, then you just throw it on some food when you're eating and it'll make it a little bit better. So also, we could get stingray whips. Dude, that would be cool.
Jesus.
Who would have known?
So cool. Dude.
When I read that, I was like, because at first
that's
it said like.
My favorite part of the story is that that's a thing.
When I was reading it, it was like, well, you can use the tail of a stingray. And I was like, why would anybody need the tail of a stingray? But then I was like, oh, stingray tail whips. Now, obviously, we don't want people to go out there and hunt stingrays. We can just make up another type of stingray whip.
I also wonder if it's like a whip and they just use the barb from the tail, like take that and put that at the end of a regular whip.
Maybe. And I was thinking how they use it is, you know, because it's a flying cryptid. If you're like flinging it out at them, it deters them because, I mean, obviously half their body is already away from them. So they can't sustain getting attacked and then maybe go back. Like, if it gets hurt. Yeah,
it seems like it's pretty used to
But I'm saying, if it gets hurt in the process, it has to get back to its lower torso before the sun comes up, or else it's done. So if it gets into a giant altercation while it's out hunting, then it's going to have issues. Hmm. Anyway, well, I haven't seen one. I remember Rena actually was telling me a story that they had, just mentioned the idea of the Manananggal to her and to her friends. And they're like, you got to be careful and whatnot. And she said that one of the ladies near her house had just gotten pregnant. And like the next couple of nights, they started hearing noises on the roof. And she was like, oh, crap, you know, it's here. It's going to come get me. And, you know, let alone like the roofs out there are, you know, just like tin or whatever. It's not something crazy. Like even in Laos, when I was there, they had the whole house is made out of cement. So anyway, different places, different local legends and folklore, and it's so cool.
Different houses.
Let me tell you, I bought thumbtacks because I was going to put pictures up, and I went to like put it in, you know, the wall, and I was like, what the heck? Like, why isn't it going in? I really tried to put it in, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's freaking concrete. And then I told them how we make the houses out here, and they were like, what? That's weird. And I was like, I mean, different folks, different cultures, everything. So, well, I hope you enjoyed sharing this international story of the Manananggal with us. It's fun to, you know, tell these stories and to get into different cultures and learn so much more. Now we can't wait to go to the Philippines, you know, and have an exploration, maybe go on a Manananggal exploration Ghostbusters hunt. And we got to get those jumpsuits. I really want them.
What is it?
Ghostbuster jumpsuits. Oh, heck yeah. And yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Did you have fun?
I did. I mean, it bugged me a little bit that you kept saying the name of them wrong the whole episode.
How do you say the name?
Oh. Manananggal.
Don't let Patrice watch YouTube videos, because this is what happens. But anyway, well, this is the end of another episode of Campfire Adventures. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed telling you. My name is Dylan. I am your host. This is Patrice, our co-host.
Hello.
And I guess with all that said, you reached the end of another episode. So don't forget to check out our Instagram and Facebook at Campfire Adventures Podcast. You'll see pictures. I'll put a picture of the little alien head so you guys can see it. And this cool mug that I got. It's Bigfoot, like I said, holding the fishing pole. And then on the website, you'll see source material. You'll see pictures of the Manananggal. And you'll see other things just behind the scenes and all of our other stories on there as well. And I guess with all that said, we are chilling in my room right now because I cleaned it and it feels good to be in here. And so you'll hear noises from that. But with all that said, whether you listen to this in the morning or the evening, I hope you have a good morning or a good evening. But did I say the website URL? It's www.campfireadventurespodcast.com. There, that's it. All right, bye.
Bye. Manananggal.